This is what I believe to be true. You have to do everything you can. You have to work your hardest. If you stay positive, you have a shot at a silver lining.
Okay, Brian, the movie guy, how about Silver Linings Playbook?
How about Silver Linings Playbook? You know what? I get accused of not liking romantic comedies, and that's not entirely true. I just don't like most of them because most of them are awful. That's a whole different story, though, with the Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro. It's got a great cast, but this is one that I think is actually going to get a nomination for Best Picture. It's that good. It's got phenomenal acting, intriguing story, a tight script, and the key here is that it's got mass appeal for both men and women. It deals with mental illness, and they handle that angle firmly yet delicately. And then the whole story is intriguing, hopeful, funny, touching, redemptive, unique, and just completely offbeat, and that makes it work. I think you're going to get some nominations for acting. Definitely the nomination for Best Picture. One of my favorite movies of the year. I'm going to give Silver Linings Playbook a solid A.
How can you not when it has Bradley Cooper in it? The animated Rise of the Gardens is Guardians is also new.
Santa Claus. The Easter Bunny. Sandman. The Tooth Fairy. I knew you'd come.
Surprise. We came.
Shh, you guys. He's still awake.
Sandy, knock him out.
Brian thinks this might just become a holiday classic.
This is basically where Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Sandman, the Tooth Fairy, they're like a team of superheroes, like the Jolly Justice League, if you will. And they're basically, you know, they do what they do on their certain holidays, but they are super-powered keepers of belief and defenders of good. And they're up against the boogeyman in this movie. The message is pretty simple. Be true to yourself. Always believe. But the visuals are incredible. The story is very creative. It's colorful, crazy, action-packed, heartfelt. It's a great movie for the entire family. And I can attest to that because I took my mother and I took my five-year-old son and all three of us loved it. This is tied with Wreck-It Ralph now for my favorite animated movie of the year. This will get a nomination for Best Animated Film. I'm going to give this one an A-.
Look at him getting all soft and
good mood
cuddly in the holidays with his reviews.
Also new out this week, Life of Pi hits theaters today. That's based on the book about a boy, a tiger, and a lifeboat. The remake of 1984's Red Dawn. Why this exists, Brian wasn't sure. And Anna Karenina, based on the Tolstoy classic, that's also new with Keira Knightley, and she's getting rave reviews.
Lots to choose from. Plus, you've got Lincoln, you've got the Denzel Washington movie, and you've got Skyfall with James Bond.